Today we are back to the previous mic, so until we figure out how to get rid of the static on the loud one, so I hope that this is the volume is okay. You just got to make it a little louder on your on your machines, but hopefully it is clearer, and then we will work on the static. If there is anyone who cannot hear it, so please let me know, and we'll know that it might be better to do the louder one with a little static until we finish it. But you might not be able to hear this. So, but either way, please continue to let us know. I've gotten a lot of emails yesterday, so just keep letting us know the feedback. Okay, today's daf is daf mem zayin. Just something I forgot to mention yesterday, which I thought about six times, and I forgot to mention it. And that is yesterday's daf mem vav and bava kama. The last time it was done was this. Was September 11, 2001. That was the last time Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav was done. There were many stories written about the daf that day. I was at the daf, and I was this, and I was that. So yesterday was the daf. Yesterday was Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. We should remember that idea and remember the inspirations and the stories, and of course the Zichronos that that we have from that day. Okay, but that is, now we're on the day after Bava Kama Daf Mem Zayin. So let's go. Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says in the second to last line, again, trying to interpret the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if you have a para that gored a shor and the para has a pregnant fetus next to it, and you don't know if that pregnant fetus took care, was part of the mazik or not, so you pay half from the para and a quarter from the baby. So the question is, why is that? That's three quarters altogether. So Abaye says no. It means really half of each of that. That's the most that they could pay, but it really means a quarter and an eighth. So Rava said, but it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So Ella Amar Rava, he gives a second shot. Li'olam b'par v'vlad achat. Really, the par and the vlad are owned by one person. If that's true, ask the Gemara. So then what difference does it make that where you're going to get collect from? It's the same person's animals. V'hachi kamrinan. This is what the Mishnah means by half and a quarter. Isa l'para, if the cow is there, said Mishtalim Chatzin has to be para. Then you take everything from the mother. You take everything from the para, because she's the Vaday Mazik. Lesa l'para, if the para is not there, Mishtalim Revia Nezek Mivlad. So then you pay a quarter of a Nezek from the Vlad, because now the para is not there. So Chatzin Nezek is the most you have to pay, right? Because according to Sumchis, Ma'amana Muta Basavik Cholkin. And you take half of that, which is Revia Nezek. Taima Delo Yadiran Ihavi Vlad Bahada Kinakha Ilohavi. The reason that this is the rule is because you don't know if the Vlad was part of it when it was Mazik or not. Avali Pshito Landavi Vlad Bahada. But if you know for sure the Vlad was with it, meaning you know it was pregnant when it gored, Kinakha Mishalim Kule Chatzi Nezek Mi Vlad. But Mashma, if you know for sure that the Vlad was part of it, so then you would pay a full chatzi nezek from the Vlad, and that must be Rava L'taymeh. And that's Rava according to his own Shita. Da'ama Rava, para shehizika gova mivlada. If a para that damages, you're allowed to be gova from his Vlad. Right? Not in a suffix case, if you know for sure. A pregnant cow, you could be gova from its Vlad. My taima gufahu. Why? Because that Vlad is considered part of the guf of the para, and therefore was part of the hezek. Tanagola shehizika, unlike a case of a chicken, that damages ain't a gova mi bisasa. One is not gova from the eggs that had been inside. My time appears ba'almahu, because eggs are just considered something separate. It's not considered part of the goof, and therefore you wouldn't be able to collect from it. Okay, a couple of points on these last inyanim. First of all, I wanted to mention it yesterday, but I didn't get a chance. We're discussing this issue of mamana muta basafik according to Sumchas versus the chachamim chatzin that say hamotz bechavera lavaraya. So the we're still in the explanation of the Mishnah according to Sumchis, but one haran hamotz mechaver alav araya. There is a discussion in Rebbe Chanan in the Kovitz Ha'aris in Simon Ayin Aleph Siv Beis. How do we look at hamotz mechaver alav araya? We discussed yesterday. What about rov? Is rov a birur or is rov a hachra'a? The same question he says could be asked by hamotz mechaver alav araya. If I go over to you and say, "Give me my shirt," and you say, "It's my shirt. I'm wearing it." And you say, "No, but it's mine. I lent it to you last week." And you say, "Prove it." So then, now, what happens if I grab your shirt and I go marry a woman with it? So am I married? So that's the Shiloh. When we say Moshe Mechavela Varaya, is that a Vadai? Is that a Birur? It's mine for sure, Vadai, until you prove it. Or no, we don't know what to do. We really don't know whose it is, but we're Machria. So Rabbi Chanan closed. There are three nafkaminas that you might suggest. Number one is marriage. Number one is, you know, what if now the one wearing it, you know, gets married with it? Is that his? Is that Shalom? Number one. Number two, would Tfisa work? Does Tfisa keep working back and forth? You have it. So if I grab it now, do you say Mesachol Avarai on my side, and then you can grab it back and forth? So that's Nafkamina number two that you would say. And finally, number three, what about a mitzvah that you would need Lachem? Well, let's say a lulav. Right? If you have a lulav and you say, 1 second, that's the lulav that I bought. All those three cases would be totally how you look at it. The Besafkalam Begamar, Bedina Mansfakar Lavaraya, Imhu Din Vadai, O Eno Ela Safik. Kivan Delo Yadin and Shalmihu, Ein Koch Lebezdin Lasso Shum Maisa Bazet, Omemela Nishar Eitzal Muksak, Deino Yuchol Mahotzi Menu, Omemela, so that's the case, the Safik, Memela Tafaz Hashani, Gamkin in Lahotzi Menu. But if you say it's a Din Vadai, then the Shani cannot be Tofis, because Bezdin already Paskin that it really belongs to this first person. So again, that's different ways of looking at a Mansfakar Lavaraya, the Shita of the Rabbanan. But we are, that's what we hold. But we are within the Gemara still that holds like some, that's explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like Sumchis that says that you are, you split the money. Mama Namutu Basave Cholkin.
Would it even be a Shaila on the first guy?
Would Lachem be even be a Shaila? If you say it's a Hachra, that it could even be a Shaila on the first guy. He would have to prove that it's his to be Yosei Lachem, even though the other guy would have to prove to be Motzi it from him. Right. You have to put his Lachem. He would have his go ask the buyer, go ask the seller of the lulav. So the Gemara just said here that if Rav's pshat, that if the parah is not there, if the parah is there, then you can collect everything from the parah. If the parah is not there, then you can get revia nezek, a quarter nezek from the vlad. And this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Right, this isn't just what's Baba Kama? Baba Kama is all in Gemara. No, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Nechazimamon is not only in the Rambam, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Parmu Bereshi Zika, if you have a pregnant cow that did damage, go bechatzi nezek mimena, you go bechatzi nezek from the cow. It's a tam. Umi vlada, or from the vlad, mibnei shehi kagufa. But it's like it's guf, like we just said for here from Rava. Afilu lesa lapara. But now the Gemara adds, even if the para is not there, mishtaleim kol chatzi nezek mehavlad. You can get the whole chatzi mehavlad. This is a case where you know for sure that the Vlad was part of the mother, she was pregnant when she damaged. Now the kapar is not there anymore. You can go the whole chatzi nezek mepneishi migufa, but tarnagol by eggs you don't sense. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens is. If you know for sure that it was there, then you can even get chatzi nezek from the Vlad. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, why is that? Why, if the para is not there, but you know for sure that the Vlad was part of the para when it did damage, why should that be? We paskin, if you remember from earlier, like Rabbi Akiva, yuchlat hashor. Right? We said yesterday, we paskin that once a shor does damage, shor tam, so it's as if we're partners in the shor. So if we're partners in the shor, and we're partners in the para, right, we're partners in everything, then if there's a lowering of value, then we, the nizak and the mazak, should equally share the brunt of the loss. So here the par is not there. So if the par is not there, why should I be able to get everything from the Vlad? Says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that this case is talking about where it wasn't just lost by itself or died by itself. It must be where it got lost by Pshia Samazik. Something like that. Osha Shachta V'achal Pesara, and that's why. And that's where you could get everything from the Vlad. Otherwise, he doesn't know why you would be able to get everything from the Vlad.
Why does it say
Rabbah
Letaneh?
Abaya
must hold this too.
Does Abaya...
Even with Abaya's reasoning, you can collect from the Vlad. Why can't you collect from the Vlad?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's see what how the Rishonim interpret Rabbah right now. So Tosfos says, what did the Gemara say? Rabbah's going to Lushitaso, Gufahu. It could be also that you're right, but Rabbah's the one that said this. So it's Rabbah's consistent with his Shita. He's the one that made this line famous. So says Tosfos, my time a Gufahi, this Gemara is a good raya to the sugya of Ubar Yerach Imahu. To say, there's a big sugya in other places, whether the Ubar, the fetus, is considered a limb of the mother or not, halachically. So Tosfos says, this is a good raya. Right, the sixth line of Tosfos, V'mishach b'shmaitzin yosh lochiach. Our sugya is a good raya. Tosfos, I just said earlier, from the sugya in Sanhedrin, it's not a good raya. What was the sugya in Sanhedrin? A case where a Vlad, a pregnant para is nirba to an animal, to a person. So is that animal asur al gabei mizbeach? So even the vlad is asur al gabei mizbeach. So Tosfos says that's not a good raya, because even if you say uber lav yerechimo, the vlad will be asur al gabei mizbeach, which kei nehenah, because it had anah. But from our sugya, it is a good raya. Because why else would the Vlad be responsible for the Maisa Hezek? If you'd say Ubar is not Yerachimo, Lama Mishtali Mi Vlad Chelko V'Chelek Apara. Why would you be able to get its Chelek, even the Chelek Apara? Atu Shnei Shvarim Tamim Sheizik. If you have two Shart Tams that were Mazik, and one of them was lost, could you get everything from the first Shart Tam? No. V'Yavim Mishtali Chelko V'Chelek Havero? So therefore, this Gemara, says Tosfos, is a good Raya, that Ubar Yerachimo Hu. If you look in the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah says no. The Ra'ah says exactly what Tosfos didn't want to say. Even if you say lav, this is quoted a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch, says, even if you say lav yerach imohu, still, since the Vlad gets chiyus from the para, from the mother animal, min hadin, so it's appropriate that it should be kagufa to pay. But really, lav yerach imohu. That's what the Ra'ah says. The Rashba and the Taras Abayis, the Shmer Abayis, as we mentioned, says, I don't agree, what do you mean? It's lav yerach imo, but because it gets chiyus from it, so, what does that mean? If it gets chiyus from it, so then it's connected enough, so it should be yerach imo. The Rashba says, ein la tam ve'ein la reach. Never minces words against the ra'ah. Kima de'ubar lav yerach imohu, va'vlad hu kuguf acher, if it's something else, avagav shavlad yatsa bimeno, lo mishtal bimeno, es chilek ha'im. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's uber lav yerach imohu, but he's still going to be responsible. But that is what the so it's Machlokas, we've shown him here whether this Gemara is a good proof to Ubar Yerachimahu or Lav Yerachimahu. Most we've shown him seem to say that it seems to be Ubar Yerachimahu. The Ran says a different line. The Ran says Ubar Lav Yerachimahu, but it's Misayeya. It's Misayeya the Nizik. Misayeya the Hezek, and therefore it's going to be responsible. So the Ran seems to like this idea of Misayeya being a help in terms of being responsible. The Ran also says this, if you remember back on the first daf, in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, where the Gemara says, Mitzvah bo yosim and bishlucho, both by a man getting married and a woman getting married. And, or, possibly, pruravu. Right? The Rosh there says, not there, but in Ksuba's notes, Machlokes Rishonim, there is no mitzvah of getting married. Only the Rambam says that. So if you say there's no mitzvah of getting married, what's that Gemara talking about at the beginning of the second parak? It must be pruravu. So to apply it to a man, that's wonderful. Mitzvah bo yosim and bishlucho, a man is mitzvah and pruravu. A woman is not mitzvah in Puravu, so how could the Gemara there say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho by a woman Puravu? So says the Ran there, misayaya. A woman is misayas the man in his mitzvah. So if you say that, you say, oh, I'm just a misayaya, right? But it's she does everything. But it turns halachically, she's misayaya, and that's good enough for to apply the principle of mitzvah bo. So here too, the Vlad is misayaya, and even though lav yerachimahu, even though really it shouldn't be, but it's good enough to be halachically recognized. So the Ran in both places calls a misayaya. I mean, the Gemara talks about misayaya in bo mamish, or yesh bo mamish. But that is the Ran's double lashon of misayaya. Okay, so the Gemara is mechalik between a fetus and eggs. Let's continue. What? Misayaya and kavana. I guess Vlad doesn't have his own kavana. Vlad is inside, it's part of it, but okay. Yeah. Let's continue. V'yama Rava. So Rava continues and says, Ein shamin lapara bifnei atzma ulavlad bifnei atzma. When we evaluate for how much the damage was, we don't evaluate separately. How much was a live cow worth, and how much was a live baby worth, and how much is a dead cow worth, and how much is a dead baby worth? We don't do that, because that would be a much larger sum than what we assess. Ella, what do we do? Shamin lavlad al gafpara. No, we evaluate the vlad al gav para. What does that mean? You see, Rashi, shaman para mu'uberes kaima isa yafat chila. How much is a pregnant cow worth, and how much is everything worth now? Right, so that's a lesser hezek. Shemiyata omerkin, because if you don't say this, if you say that you measure it like the first way, names of the machish is a mazik. So the machish has to pay so much. The Gemara is going to ask in a few lines. So if it's supposed to pay so much, it's to pay so much. So, but that's the line of the Rava. You don't assess it like that, because we are makom. Also, by chavala, if you cut off the yad of your friend's eved, also we don't measure how much would a master accept to have his eved's arm chopped off, because that would be a lot of money. But we measure on the slave market how much is an eved worth with an arm, and how much is a slave worth without an arm. That's a smaller of a difference. Also, if you are mazik the sada of your friend, we don't measure he ate one tree was eaten, one tree's fruit. So we don't measure how much is one tree's fruit sold for, but we measure how much is this field with 1,000 trees worth with this tree, and how much is it worth without this tree, which is a lesser of a payment. You always see things within the context. Why is this? What's the source of this? Gemara doesn't give a source. So if you look in the first Rush in Perek Achovel, in the eighth Perek, the Rush there quotes the source. The Rush says, first Mishnah there is Achovel b'chaveiro, chay b'chamisha dvarim, right? You pay five things. B'nezek k'dem afarish, what does it mean, nezek? You, simes eno k'deas v'yadoshev v'sraglo, ro'ono so kilu hu'eve k'nani animka b'shuk, shunimka lo'olam. You see what the difference is in terms of his being sold. V'shuma zu l'hakel. The way you evaluate this is lakula. You always go lakula, like our Gemara says, kidam rina la'el b'resh parakapara. That's us. Right, as it says, Erlan daf mem zayin. But also by kutia yad, devati aroa avu shalim min kutia yad abu damam rumim. If you go to an evidence and say how much do you want to get your arm chopped off, that'll be a lot of money. V'la hakel b'chola shumos anu lemedim mi ubir b'ste acher. You learn it all from the pasuk of bir b'ste acher, da amra Torah l'shum aruga agav sadeh. Right, so you say, you see sadas in the context of all sadas. And therefore, that's the makar for always being lahakel by these shumas. That is what the Rush quotes as the makar. And the Rishash notes here, even though that makar is by Niske Mamon, and we're applying it also to other mamazik, but they're all avos hanezek in a larger sense. They're all avos hanezek in a larger sense. V'yesh lomar tekulu avos yalfida mitachas nesinu yishalim kesef, as it says in daf hey. And the lowness kabla, even though Tosa says the lowness kabla gzereshava el inyan tashlume meitav lav dafka el aratz alomar leinyan echus hatashlumin, all issues regarding your payment v'lafuki prateim beikir chiyuvayu. There are differences between avos zikin, but in general, in terms of their payment, you can compare all of them. Just like we compare them by meitav, you compare them all by if there are two different ways of estimating. So then you can take the more make a way of estimating. Okay, let's continue. There was one other ha'ara. Rabbeinu Peretz wonders why here the Gemara focuses on kotei yad avdo shel chavero. What about kotei yad chavero? Why not just a regular case of chavala? Kotei yad chavero. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says it's lav dafka. Lav dafka, he could have said it just is talking about mamonu shel adam. So it mentions all the case of mamonis. But the Brisker Rav has a piece that we'll do if we have if time afterwards in one of the letters. At the end of the Sefer of the Grizal Rambam, he talks about why Dafka, it says here, Achovel Avdo Shel Chavero, and not Achovel B'Chavero. Okay, so let's remember, if we have time at the end, to do that that Griz. Okay, but now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Elo Rav Ashi, V'i Dinahu Lichush Mazik. Like we said before, what do you mean? We don't want to take the other estimation, because that's going to be bad to the Mazik, he's going to have to pay too much. But if that's the din, that's the din. The mazik should have to pay the larger amount. Bishem da amarle, para ma'avarta azikascha, para ma'avarta shaymin alacha. No, because he could pay, look, my pregnant cow damaged you. I'm sorry, and my pregnant cow, I'm sorry, this is talking about a case of the para is the nizak. I damaged your pregnant cow, so I will pay you, you know, the value of a pregnant cow. I'm not going to pay you the value of a para and a vlad. So that's what the mazik is able to say. The Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, has a chakira how to understand this line. We always say that you don't pay for an eved, you know, how much you would want his arm to chop off with. You pay for an eved with an arm and an eved without an arm. You pay for the field without this tree's fruit or without this tree's fruit. Imhu rak din b'shuma b'yachas l'tashlumei nezek. Is that just a din in payment? Really, the maisa hezek might have been done to this independent item in terms of maisa hezek. But we have a kula, right? Learned that from the pasuk that you can pay less. Or do you say no? The maisa hezek is only defined as the maisa hezek was under the whole field, and this is lost. The maisa hezek was under the whole eved, and it was lagabi this arm. How do you look at the ma'at? Is it just a din in p'tur tashlumin, or is it a lowering of tashlumin, or is it a din in ma'isa hezek? So that's his hakira, and he discusses what the gemaras are notel lakan ulekan. Okay, so that's his hakira. So the gemara ends off. Pshita, par dechad uvlad dechad. Forget hezek. What if you have a regular case? A cow is owned by one person, and the fetus is owned by another person. Pitma l'bal para. What if the para puts on some pounds because of the baby? right? The fetus is not the only thing that gains weight. The whole mother gains weight. So who owns that extra shevach? The owner of the cow or the owner of the fetus? So it goes to the owner of the cow, right? So that's it really belongs to the cow. So you can't tell this to the mothers, right? It really belongs to the mother, right? You can't blame it. Can't blame it. Nafcha mai. What about the nafcha? The nafcha is not the extra weight, but the extra volume. Sometimes it blows up. The cow blows up, even though it's not really any weight there. So the extra nafcha, the fact that the animal is worth more because it looks larger. So who gets that shevach? So that's a machlokas. My Rav Papa Amar the Baal Parah, Rav Acha Beder Aviko Amar Cholkin, Hilchas Cholkin. So we are cholik that. Period. Next Mishnah, Hakadosh Yerkas Kedei Rosav. Remember the Miri said, we're still finishing up, going into other people's properties before we get to Bar. Hakadosh Yerkas Kedei Rosav L'chatzah Balabai Shalom Rishus. I am a potter. I have pots. I bring my pots into your Rishus without permission. Without permission. So Pashas, this just means without your knowledge. Without your knowledge. The Yeshiva Kuvetzes quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel, who quotes, you know what Shalom Rishus means? If you bring it in, he says, don't bring it in! And you bring it in anyway. That's what he says Shalom Rishus means, which helps out a little bit, but is also more of a chiddush. L'fichach, rekun jarmo l'balachatzer, al tachniseim. Tachniseim, and he brought it in anyway. So that is the what the Shilu Kubetza says the case is. So, either way, let's go with the pashtus, though. Akadah bring it in, and the balabais didn't know about it. V'shavar behemdosh balabais, and the balabais' animal broke the pots. So pati is going to be potter. Because either you didn't have permission to bring these pots in. V'im huzka bohen, and if the balabais' animal trips on them, balakadir is chayiv. The balakadir is going to be chayiv. It's his problem. Why is it chayiv? Midin what? So the Meiri says, either midin bor. It's not bar b'shus harabim. It's even worse. Bar b'shus anizik. Right? It's either bar or it's an extension of Adam Amazik. Because he was pasha, says the Meiri. Extension of Adam Amazik in terms of shmira. Right? Omidin Adam Amazik shari hutal alav l'shomram. That's what he said. Because it can't be bar. Why isn't it bar? That's his suggestion. So I don't know how far he would go here. How literally he's taking Adam Amazik. He says the words Adam Amazik. That's what the Miri says. Shahari hutal alav l'shomram. Does he really mean Adam Amazik? I'm not sure. That's a chiddush. So that is if he brought it in. Sorry? Shalom Rishos. Correct. No, that was the Rach. That was Rina Chanana. V'im hechnis birshus. But if he brought it in with Rishus, then Balachatzer chayiv. Then the Balachatzer would be chayiv. Because as the Gemara is going to explain, we assume Balachatzer by saying bring it in is also basically saying I'll take care of him. I'll take care of them, and therefore you don't have to worry about your kalim. Second case. We have three cases. Pots, cows, and oxen. Second case, you bring your fruit into the balabais's chatzah without permission. And the balabais's animal ate them. You're potter because you didn't have permission. And if the balabais's animal trips on them, or gets damaged, balapeiros is going to be chayiv. Same case. Sorry, I guess he doesn't say again. If you bring your ox into the balabais's chatzah without rishus, v'nach kosher osha balabais, and the balabais's ox gores your shor, osha nashko kalbosha balabais, or the balabais's dog bites your shor, putter. It's going to be putter because again you brought it in without permission. Nagachu shor osha balabais chayiv. If your animal that you brought in without permission gores the shor of the balabais, you're going to be chayiv for that. Nafal loboro v'hivish meimav. If your animal falls into the water supply of the nizak and ruins the water, gets it disgusting because you have a cow in the water. So chayiv. So you're going to be chayiv for that, for ruining his water. Haya aviv obonov socho. If his father or son, even his father or son, meaning if there's a person in the field and then your animal kills the person, misham sakofer. You pay kofer in that case. Lachar, we're talking about a muad. V'im hechnes bershus balachatzar chayiv. In all these cases, if you brought in bershus, the balachatzar would be chayiv in the case where his animal gored your animals. Rebbe Omer, v'kulan eino chayiv v'shikava olav lishmar. No, all of them, you're not chayiv unless you explicated that not only are you allowed in, but I'm accepting to guard your property. What's the chiddush? Asked the Mefarshi HaMishnah with saying, ready, you bring your animal in, and the Baal Bayis says, ox or dog. Bites or damages you. What do you mean? Or dog. Just say sure. What's the chiddush of saying okelet? So the Tiferes Yisrael says here on the Mishnah. But Kamash Lanami Kelev, Af Deragel Lishoch Kol Regel Zar B'Chatzer. Even though it's very probable and common that dogs, right, dogs bite people who come in who don't belong there. Afilu Hachi in Sarach Malabayis L'Salko K'Shichnas Sharosh Lo Bershus. Still, you came in without Rishus, and I realize that. Even if I realize that, I don't have to get my dog away. It's your fault still. That's the chiddush, even though it's very common for the dog to do this. A. The Melech Shlomo, who sometimes is printed on the bottom of the Mishnayis, or sometimes in the back of the Mishnayis, Melech Shlomo says, what's the chiddush? The Rabusa Nakte. Velo Zuav Zuktani. What's the chiddush? Not only an ox, Shlomi, Boim Nachu Sharosha Balabais to Putter, not only if the Balabais' ox gores, Kivan to Havile Lamachnis La Sukia Daite, because there, the one who brings in his ox should have known. Oxen hate oxen, right? They're jealous, territorial. Dilma yigachenu shosh balabayis de min bemino miskanin, same type. But a dog? What's a dog gonna do with my ox? My dog's an oxen. I didn't know that they attack each other. So is it more of a clash by min bemino or more of a clash by min b'sheino mino? Right. Link back to the round that we had in Mesechta Zadar. At least in terms of animals, the Melech Shlomo holds it's more of a clash by min bemino. It's more territorial issues that come up. Says the Gemara, time of the Shalom Bishus, the reason that if the Baal HaKederos is Chayiv, the potter is Chayiv, if the Baal Abayis' animal tripped on his pots, why is he Chayiv? It's because he brought it in without permission. HaBershus, but if he brought it in with Bershus, Lo Machayiv Al HaKederos, but it's given him to the Baal HaChatzer. But if I had permission, so then, if your animal trips on my Kalim, I'm Potter. Velomrina, and we don't say Kibule Kabo Bakteris Nitirusa de Behemto de Balachatzer. And we don't say that the second I was given permission to come in, that's basically saying, and I will guard my Kalim from damaging your animal. We don't say that, because we're Mashra, they'd be Potter in that case. Mani Rebbe, who is this like? This is like the Shita of Rebbe. De Omar called Bistamalo Kabbal and Tirusa. If you don't know, if it's just Stam, he wasn't Makabel Shmira. Meaning, so the Baal Hakad, the Kadar who comes in, Stam, is not Makabel to protect the Baal Abayas' animal from getting damaged from his own Kalim. That's the first case. Ema Seifa, but if the second line says, Imhekos Bershus, Baal Chazar Chayiv. But if he was brought him in Bershus, the Baal Chotzer is going to be Chayiv if the Kalim break. So asan l'rabanan, that goes like the rabanan to amri b'stamanami kibuli kabel and itirusa. That sounds like the rabanan that he's going to be mekabel achrayis. So is b'stama kabbalah of watching or not? V'su and even more so. Second question, the last line of the Mishnah, Rebbe Omer b'kulaneinu chayev shekabel aval abayis lishmar. The last line of the Mishnah says that Rebbe says that you're not chayev unless you're mekabel lishmar. So reisha v'seva Rebbe m'siyasa rabanan. The first line of the Mishnah we said is like Rebbe. The second line is like the Rabbanan. Now the third line is like Rebbe again. You ever have a Mishnah like that? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi put his own Shita in, first and third, and not in the middle? So Amar Reb Zera, Tavra, Misha Sanazu, Lo Shanazu, break it. The one who learned this one did not learn this one. What does that mean? Rashi explains, both first two lines of the Mishnah are Shitos of Rabbanan, not of Rebbe himself. But the first line of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan who hold like Rebbe. And then Rabbanan who hold like Rebbe, and then Rebbe himself. So it's three different opinions. Rava Amar, a second way of reading the Mishnah is as follows. Kula Rabbanan, really it's all the Rabbanan. But there's a big difference. There was a big jump in the question. What was the question? Look at Rashi for a second. Fourth line. The Kosak Adaydach, what was the question? De la Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Ki Hechi de Baal Chatzer, Birshus, Mechayiv and Iskei Kederos, just like the Baal HaChatzer, except to watch the pots. Because if he gives permission, it must be bring your kalim in and I'll guard them. So too, the balakad, the kadar, accepts when he is given permission. Could you make that jump? It's not exactly the same case. That's what Rashi says kazakadaitich is, because we're about to reject it. Back to the Gemara. Rav Amakul Rabbanan, he really is the Rabbanan. Ubershush miras kaderos kibala balachatzer vafilanish ruach. There's a difference between the balachatzer letting you in and the kadar bringing in his stuff. When the balachatzer says, come on in, you have rishus. So that's an all-inclusive acceptance. I'm going to guard you can bring your stuff in, I'm going to guard your pots, even that a strong wind doesn't break it. But when the kader says, can I come in, and he's given permission, that's not the same thing. Not the same thing of accepting anything. He was given permission here. So, you can't compare the cases. Okay. Next. Hichlas peros al-chazim al-abayis. So, the second case of the Mishnah, the fruit case. The if the person, the Bala Peres, brings fruit in, and the owner's animal is damaged by the fruit, then the Bala Peres is chayiv. Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Shochlo Kabahen. This is only if the Bala Bayis's animal slipped on them. Aval Achla Pater. But if the animal ate them and then got sick, so then Pater, then it's not my problem, even though it was my fruit that I brought in without permission. My time away, Havile Shelo Tochal. His fault. He shouldn't have eaten it. It's his fault. What exactly does that mean? I put the fruit in there. He wouldn't have eaten it if animals eat things. So what does Havile Shelo Tochal mean? So that's the subject of discussion. Tosas right here, last three lines of Tosas Hava. Tosas says, Elahainu Taima, Kivan Shebe Miskavein, Mevi Alav Davar Shemaziko, Eno Ro Izel Hischai Vakach. If he was Mazik himself, be a dayim, I can't be responsible. That's grumma. That's what the Tosas read as in that word. It's v'grumma b'dizak and pater. You're right, I had a hand in it. I put the fruit here. But if the animal himself goes out of his... If he slips on it, then it's my fault. That's not just grumma. I created a bar. But if I put the fruit and then he's damaged himself by eating the fruit, so I'm a grumma, and the machris is just a goreim, and the animal really brought it upon himself. The Chazon Ish explains that this is not like a regular case of bor. This is not like a regular case of bor. One second. This is not like a regular case of... Let me just find this Chazon Ish. Shapatur hu kiva shein lazeh shein mazik. He's not a mazik. We should say, in a doma labor, shaf hu shehu atzmo miskariv labor, become welcome etzan at a fila in a birtsono. By bor, what happens? I have a bor, and then somebody, the other animal, the other... Klee, whatever, whoever you, falls in there, falls it by themselves. Not like they do something to themselves. They trip. They do a shalobah miskavein. But here, the animal's doing gibbah miskavein. Mazik himself. And therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv, says the Chazon Ish. That is one svara that is only considered a grumma, and the nezek was brought on themselves. The rush. Sorry? Why does Mishnah have three cases? I'm not sure. Each one will have a shalotochal. It's a good chiddush. For the second one, that would dafka limiting it to huklaka and not achla. That's a kiddush for the second case of Paris. The third case could be the kiddush of the dog. You know, you could have a kiddush for each one. The rush here gives a second shot, though. What does it mean, havelish lo tochal? It's a milsa de lo shchicha, that an animal will eat so much that it will get sick from it. That's the rush's shot. That's a little difficult, the Akhbarim point out, with a line we're going to have in 2 minutes from now. Maybe even less. So let's continue. But those are the two pshatim. Either Havli Shatochal, Tosef says he brought it upon himself, or it's Moses Lo Shricha, and therefore I don't have to think about it. Vaiter, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina, I think, Kinayim V'shachav Rav Amar Lo Shmaitza. So that's a famous line that comes up a number of times. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. Right? How could Rav Sheshes talk like that? So it doesn't really mean it. Right? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, it can't be Havli Shatochal, because we have a Brisa. I know some of us live behind his chavero. Let's say I put poison in front of my animals, my friend's animal. Pater medini adam, chay medini shemayim. I'm pater medini adam because it's grumma. I didn't feed it to him. Chay medini shemayim. But I'm chay medini shemayim. Sama mavis who delo avidu achla. So sama mavis, which is something that's usually not edible, that's why I'm pater medini adam. Aval peros avidu achla medini adam nami lechayev. But if I put fruit there, everybody eats fruit. So medini adam, I of course should be chayev. Va'amai, havalei shlo tochal. See, that's what Sheshes, what do you mean? You should be potter, because it's the animal's own fault. Havalei shlo tochal. So the Gemara answers, Amri, no. Hu adin afilu peiros, nami potter b'dini adam. Even if it was fruit, you'd be potter. V'ha'kamash balan, da'afilu samamavis, nami de'lo avidu za'achla, chai b'dini shemayim. The chiddush is that even poison, which is so unusual to eat, you're still going to be chai b'dini shemayim. But you're going to be potter b'dini adam, no matter what, anyway. Or samamaves nami. No, you can come up with a case of samamaves that is normal to eat. Ba'afrazta dahino peyre, a type of poisonous fruit. So then that works. So again, this is the one that's difficult to the rush, because if it looks like fruit, why is it milsa de lo shchicha? It's not a milsa de lo shchicha. So that's a little difficult. There is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, which we discussed a couple of months ago in Hilchos Shabbos when we discussed grumma. Chelik Beisim and Memhei. The Shvus Yaakov has a question from someone, Mipi Gadol Echad, are you allowed to put out poison for bugs on Shabbos? You're allowed to put out bug poison on Shabbos. There's a lot of bugs, there's a rodent, you know, it's causing problems. You're allowed to put out poison on Shabbos. So, you know, you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. But is this considered killing? So says the Shvus Yaakov that the questioner brought a raya from Choshe Mishpat, Shin Sadagimel Beis, which is basically our Gemara. What was the raya? The behuska beimus chaveru b'achilas peirosav. If my friend's animal gets damaged because they ate my fruit, pater. Havilei shlo tochal. It's his own fault. So who adin kan? Maybe here too. The animal ate the poison and died on Shabbos. It's his own fault. I'm not chayim misa for that. That's not a malacha. Eino chayim misha retilas v'shama. V'li tzarech iyan gadol. Says the Shvus Yaakov, I don't like that comparison. Chada de mikor hadin zehu meimer derav b'mesechta b'bakama dafim zayin v'beis. Which they're going to learn in February 2009. V'sham hiksha alav Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon asked on that we don't accept that. Right? We asked the kashas on that. V'imkein lefizek am b'shabbos yesor. Even on Shabbos, why? Because what does it say? You're always chayiv dina shamayim. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is dina shamayim. Yes, or dina shamayim. V'ein l'chalek. Don't be mechalek between be'nosein l'pnei behemas chaveiro mamish. Li'yiyah l'hayil l'faneha le'echol v'achla. If you put it in the front versus you put it out and then it eats it afterwards. There's no difference. Tim Ken Kasha, why did the Mishnah say that? Why did the Gemara say it? It must be no chilek. The ode also, Dvarav, Shebehema Sha'achla Yish Tam Acher, the Havile Lashamra, right? Maybe it's another aspect that the Nizik should have guarded his animal. That doesn't apply here. The Chay Yish Lavi Raya also, what about the din of trapping on Shabbos? You can't put out a trap on Shabbos. What about Havile, that animal shouldn't have walked into the trap? But that's the Malach of trapping. So you don't say that by Hilcha Shabbos. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya from there. So therefore, bevade dvarim elu shadima gadol echad bekoach hamedame nishtakev lo nomar. Right? Forget that comparison. Velo dami kochlu dana. You can't compare mika medames isura lemamona. The ma'inyan isura lehezek mamon. The behezek mamon havali grama b'nizak and pater mila shalem. And here you have some cases like Mr. Swalter is going to tell us of grama chayev on hezek. Right? Taf samach. We're almost there. Right, umasha'en kain be'isur Shabbos the chamiri dasu ligram isur netilas hashama. Right, even grum is also midrabanan, also on Shabbos. So I disagree vehemently with this source, but I'll agree with the din. He says I'll agree with the din. I think, but v'lo mitaimei. What's the reason? Because there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara that says on Shabbos you're allowed to kill certain painful creatures. Usually it's a malach shenis yichal gufa. You're not killing because you want the creature. You're doing it to prevent pain or large nuisances. So that's mutter in this type of case. So may hai taima, so maybe here too. Nearly lahatir hecha shahach barim mitsuyin de mazkiu mitzara mutter laniach levim sam hamemis osan ach barak mitzad ach. That's why I would think. Not because based on a baba kama, based on a within hilcha Shabbos. But I'm not so sure because maybe the poison's muksa. That could you lift it up? You can't move it. V'lo dami, it's Friday, you know. Oh, the schools don't start late. V'lo dami la graf shel rei, right? It's not like a graf shel rei. It's a graf shel rei. You're allowed to move it. No, why? Because you're creating this graf shel rei. You're creating. You can't be a osa graf shel rei lachachila. If you have a garbage bag, if you have a dirty diaper, you can take that outside on Shabbos, put it in the garbage, because that happens. But to create a graf shel rei, so therefore he's unclear at the end. It's unclear at the end what should you do, but that is the tshuva where he relates to our Gemara about the zvuvim. What about putting on off on Shabbos? Putting on certain sprays that prevent bugs from going on you? Not killing bugs. They just make them stay away from you. So if you would spray it right on them, it would probably kill them. So the Shmir Shabbos says you can't do that. You can't do that. What about spraying off on you? So it says Eliezer the tshuva about this. And the Shmir Shabbos says, Mutter, this is Perachaf Hei, Halacha Os Hei, Mutter Larases, Tachshir Kotel Charakim Bechedro Shochola. You could do Risus, right? You could put out these sprays in the Chola, Ubechlal Zeg, Amchola Shembo Sakana, Obechedesh and Imsebotino, Kedilagaris as a Charakim and a Cheder. Umutter Lashamish Lazorach Zeg, Gamba Machshir Amarases as a Chomer, Aide Lachaz Avir, Aerosol. The Yachpil Lahashir Patuach Delos Ochalon, so as long as you don't kill them, the Davashina Miskave. What are you doing wrong? What are you doing wrong? You're just it's preventing them from coming. If it's something that kills them, so you gotta make sure you do it in a way that doesn't kill them. Okay, let's continue. Meisvei. Two dots. A woman who goes in to grind wheat, eitzel balabayis, shelo brishus, without permission. A woman goes into a person's guy's brishus without permission, and the Tosa says the chiddush here is even though she's going to grind for him also, so she's giving him hana. But still, v'achal tamedam shelo balabayis, and the balabayis' animal comes and eats her dough. Pater the owner is pater, because you came in without rishus. Im huzka chayeves, but if the animal was damaged, so then the isha is chayev. V'yamai, nemalei havalei shlo tochal, why don't we say he shouldn't have eaten it? So, ami, mi adivim mi masisim, what do you mean? Is this better than the Mishnah? Do kimna b'kashuch l'kabahen? Maybe the animal didn't eat it. Maybe the animal slipped here on the dough. Who says the animal had to eat it?
Can you warn us if he asked permission and the Baal said no?
I'm saying, but I don't want you to do it in my rishus.
Really?
So you can't. I guess that's what the Rabbi Nachanan would have to interpret it.
Okay.
These are the
woman's
chitim. The woman's chitim. Utakari la makari la. I'm not even sure if it's the litchon chitim she'etsa balabais. Is it the woman's chitim? Yeah, she's responsible for having them where they are. I mean, let's say if the balabais is chitim somewhere else that she took out to the open. Utakari la makari la. So what was the havamina? Of course, we would say huchal kabahen. So, no. Bishlama Masisa, in our Mishnah, it's easy to interpret that way. Ktaniyim huzka bahen, shechokhlka bahen. We could say she tripped, the animal tripped on them or slipped on them. Who? Shechokhlka bahen, who? Aval hacha ktaniyim huzka, velo ktani bahen. Not exactly clear how that diak is. It doesn't say bahen, so that's why achila hu diktani, it sounds like more that it's talking about achila and not getting damaged with them, but taking them in. The idach amelochal lo shnah. The other one says, what difference does it make? Bahen or not? Doesn't make a difference. Tashma, one more. Hechnas shoru lechatzu balabais shlo bershus. I bring my ox into the balabais's chatzu without permission. The ochal chitin, and it ate the balabais's wheat. The hitris amaze, and it got sick and died. So pater vim hechnas bershus. But if I had permission, balachatzur chayiv. But if the balachatzur is going to be chayiv, if I had permission, v'yamai havalei shlo yochal again. Right? It's his fault. He shouldn't have eaten. The animal shouldn't have eaten. Why should I be chayiv? Amarava Birshus Hashalob Birshus Karamis. You're asking on Birshus and Shalob Birshus? No. Birshus, when the Balabai says, feel free to bring your animal in, Shmira Shora Kibalolov. He accepted to guard the Sharva Filuchanikasatsmo, even if he would strangle himself. Meaning, when the Balabai says, bring your animal in, that's the Umdana. The Umdana is that he accepted to guard the Shar and to do everything that he can do to protect this, Shar. Okay, again, please, email me and let me know how the mic was. And this is the old mic, so there's nothing new to say. But if there's anybody out there that cannot hear with this mic, please let us know. I know it's lower, but please let us know. Again, we're still tinkering. We're trying to find a loud one that's clear. Then we will continue. Okay. Sorry. Have a good Shabbos. A good Shabbos. And the day after.